Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 20th, Thankful Tuesday. We are in Mark's Gospel today, Mark chapter 1, and we'll be reading about the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Remember, we're in a new Bible reading plan, and for this two-week period, we're going to be talking about the life and the teachings of Jesus our Lord. The title of my Bible says, John the Baptist Prepares the Way, and I am reading in the New International Version. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message, after me comes one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The baptism and teaching of Jesus. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. The next section is Jesus announces the good news. After John was put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Jesus calls his first disciples. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing the nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Jesus drives out an impure spirit. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to preach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Be quiet, said Jesus sternly. Come out of him. The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, what is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Jesus heals many. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. Jesus prays in a solitary place. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. This is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Wow, we covered a lot of ground in the beginning of John's ministry and then in Jesus' ministry. And we see Jesus teaching and also healing and praying in a solitary place in today's reading. It is Thankful Tuesday, so we try to have a time where we think about a person or many people we're thankful for, a place, a thing, and a characteristic of God. As we thank God for people today, just go down through the list of all the people in your family, your friends, and your community that you are thankful for, and ask the Lord to lift them up, to help them, to strengthen them, and to protect them. Then as we pray for a place, I want you to think back to where you were first baptized, if you are baptized, or a place where you met with the Lord for the first time. And then just thank the Lord for that place. A thing I think that we can thank God for is the supernatural, that God works in powerful ways, ways that we as mere humans cannot work. But Jesus Christ, because he is fully God and fully man, he was able to heal those who are demon-possessed, and he healed Peter's mother-in-law. I love that story. She gets up after she's feeling better, and she serves them, which is what she would have wanted to do. So we see the Lord restoring her to a place where she can help other people flourish. So we praise the Lord and thank him for the supernatural, and then also we want to thank him for his characteristics. He is willing and able to save us and to help us. Will you pray with me? Father, in these moments, we just want to gather our scattered senses and fix them on your presence with us. As we remember all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, we lift up to you those in our family and friend group for whom we are thankful. We also take a moment to thank you for the place where we encountered you first. And we thank you for your miraculous work in our midst and the miracles we see in Scripture, which point to your character as all-powerful and majestic and holy and our Savior. We thank you, Lord, for one another, for this fellowship of faith. Help us as we continue to seek you in your word. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.